All right, you're listening to KYMN Radio 95.1, The One, AM 1080. This is Terry Knight. I'm breaking in because of how cold it is out there, and we have our Northfield finest, Deputy Chief Mark Dukatz and Chief Monty Nelson have come in to talk to us about the extreme cold weather situation, and you guys are really on the front lines of a lot of this with stuff that goes on. What would you like the public to know about?
Well, two words, polar vortex. We don't say that often, thank goodness. You know, there's kind of two sides to, well, there's probably more than that, but when we're talking about the extreme cold, there's the just the traveling, whether it's on foot, in a vehicle. As cold as it's going to be tonight and tomorrow, if you haven't been outside in a while, the wind's starting to pick up. So the wind is coming. They're talking 30-mile-an-hour winds by this afternoon and through the evening or overnight with that really low air temperature. It can be dangerous, something as simple as driving to another city or something if you're not prepared for it, if your vehicle's not in proper running order, tires in correct shape, your battery. All of those things, and to say nothing, if you're walking in it, it doesn't take long for your skin to be affected.
I just saw a picture actually on Facebook of somebody that was just wearing tennis shoes in 50 below.
Hope you're not outside very long.
Don't suggest it. Yeah, it looks pretty nasty, and I don't think people realize, because, you know, we think, whatever, you know, it's going to be cold, wrap up a little bit, but it's dangerous. It's ridiculous, and I would also caution people to, if they are planning on going somewhere, make sure you call ahead. I mean, some of these businesses are closing or they're not opening at all tomorrow, so make sure you give them a call.
Or events.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And what, you know, what's it like too for the police officers that are out there? That's another thing that we have to think about, is what, you know, the front lines are out there, and we don't want to put you guys in danger either.
We were just, I'll let Duke mention, we were just talking, listening to the radio, our police radio, and one of the guys went out on a car accident. And Duke, it brought back a memory of being in the cold.
Well, it changes how they can do their jobs. You know, I can remember being on patrol, and you're at a crash, and your pens don't work, nothing writes. So a lot of times you have to come back or get information later, as long as no one's hurt. You know, get everybody to a safe place. But it affects how we do our jobs. It affects, you know, the things we use. Just being outside for a while.
Yeah, and I mean, coming up to an accident, and if there are injuries involved, and what that means for emergency responders, and how you react, and the speed with which you react. So that's tough.
Yeah, something as simple as a slip and fall on a sidewalk can be much more serious in this weather. We've both been on those calls where we have to get blankets, coats. You start covering people because you most of the time don't want to move someone if they might have broken a bone, injured their head, and now they're laying on cold ground in 20 below weather. Right. It just adds a whole nother level of dangerousness to it, a risk to it.
Yeah, I believe frostbite can set in within 5 minutes when it starts getting this cold. So,
and that is not good. That is extremely painful. No. And it doesn't go away. It's not like, okay, now your fingers have warmed up. It does affect you for a long time, because I've done that with my toes.
Yep.
So what would you suggest? Let's say somebody does have to go out. They get stranded. What are your suggestions as to what they should do?
Stay in your car, for one. Stay near it unless you can see something. Don't wander off if you don't know the area. Make sure your cell phone's charged when you leave the house. Your vehicle, you know, I wouldn't let my gas go under, you know, a half a tank. Because if you do go off the road, at least you still have your vehicle to stay warm in until someone finds you. You might have to go out and clean that area behind your exhaust, your tailpipes, keep that clear. But, you know, keep a blanket in the car. Simple things that, you know, help you stay in your car longer.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, a lot of times I think people think, oh, no, even if I did have a breakdown or went in the ditch, help will be there very quickly. I don't really have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. In these temperatures, you do need to worry about it. Just yesterday when they were dealing with the south of here, mm-hmm. when you went towards Albert Lea and then east towards Rochester, the number of vehicles in the ditch, and the troopers weren't able to keep up with them, and the tow trucks definitely weren't. And there were many times I heard on the radio, well, they're going to be sitting in their car. There's another one here. Well, what if it's now 30 below mm-hmm. air temperature or 25 below, and you're in your car? What if your car's not running because you're buried in the snow? Whatever the case may be, well, it could be a life-threatening thing pretty quickly if you haven't planned ahead and thought about, you know, how you're traveling, what you have in your vehicle. Another thing with your cell phones, very important to have them. Make sure they're charged, like Duke mentioned. But if you've never had it happen, if that phone is exposed to cold, your battery will go dead very quickly. It happened to me just last weekend again. I went from 100% battery down to it telling me it was shutting down in less than an hour because I had it in an outside pocket where it was essentially air temperature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never even
thought about
that.
You can kill a battery really quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what about pets?
So we'll be putting some stuff on the website later today. You know, there are state laws that relate to care of animals, mm-hmm. not just during cold, at mm-hmm. any time, giving proper shelter, water, et cetera. But during cold temperatures, even more important, we have very few of our pets in Minnesota that are really built for this sort of weather. Mm-hmm. And being able to be outside in it for extended periods.
Little
of time.
Fifi may freeze.
Mm-hmm. Fifi might not do so well.
Water bowls for dogs that are outside freeze up.
Yeah.
Really quickly. And even what shelter, if you do have a dog, because there are a lot of people that have dogs that are sheltered outside, mm-hmm. What works at even 0 or 10 degrees probably won't be working last night, tonight, tomorrow night. And you need to be responsible and take care of those animals. Get them inside a garage or in a space. Make sure if they have shelter outside that it is truly adequate and can mm-hmm. keep them warm enough. There are various ways to do that, but be careful. You know, sometimes people try and heat small spaces with heat lamps or things that may or may not be appropriate. Be careful. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be starting a fire. I was watching the news this morning. Fire departments hate it, but you know, in this weather, anytime, but especially during this weather, two big fires that were on the news, one in Belle Plaine, one in Minneapolis or St. Paul, whole different level of danger for the firefighters. There are more house fires during the cold. People start doing things, plugging things in that maybe they haven't used before or putting them places to keep pipes from freezing.
Right.
And something gets started on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point because, in fact, we have to be careful of freezing pipes under our bathroom. And so we have a fan that is blowing warmer air from the furnace to get to it. But other people were talking this morning, well, you know, we're worried about sump pumps freezing, worried about all that sort of thing. So if they have a space heater, I don't think you're not allowed to, well, not allowed, but you're not supposed to use extension cords with those, I believe.
Not recommended, but then again, it all has to do with the condition of the cord for the space heater.
Right.
It also has to do with what gauge the wire is in an extension cord. If you plug in too small of a light of an extension cord mm-hmm. with small gauge wire, it'll heat up quick. Yeah. That can start a fire. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Things to think about, what you put it close to.
Mm-hmm.
All the different space heaters, even with all their safeties built in, work different ways. So you have to be careful and pay attention to what you're plugging in or plugging into or doing during all for your pets, yourself, and your vehicle, everyone else.
Yeah. Bottom line?
Stay home and stay warm. Yep.
There you go. Bottom line.
Cuddle up with your pet. Keep the pet warm or let the pet keep you warm.
There you go.
And, stay warm.
All right. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. What do you have? You got
one
something
more quick thing.
Yes, please.
We're coming out of a snow emergency that the city declared. Everyone's favorite subject, especially Duke's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to deal with all of our parking issues. Make sure you get your cars off the street. If your car was plowed around, that's a problem. It's also your clue.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds mean, but if the plows had to plow around your car, you violated the snow emergency and you're subject to ticketing, technically to towing. We try not to do that, but sometimes we do have to tow vehicles. Get them off the street.
The big thing is those trucks are big.
Yes.
And they move a lot of snow, and they're not easy to maneuver. And so we're not telling people to get their cars off the street for no reason. You know, the staff driving those plows have a lot to do and a lot to manage with those trucks. Mm-hmm. And trying to maneuver around cars is just difficult. So there's a reason we want people to get their cars off the road.
You mean you're not just being mean?
Trying not to, no.
We know better than
we
that.
We try to be as we understanding as we can and still accomplish the goals of having well-groomed, safe streets.
Yeah, and you know what? We really are pretty lucky because, and this morning, you know, we get such a kick out of watching the big, huge snowblower come down Division Street and put it all into the big semi-trucks. It's kind of fun.
You're probably one of the few people up early enough, other than our officers, to see that happen.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but it does make a lot of sense why you need to get your cars off the street. It's just common sense.
Indeed. So.
All right, well, thank you again, Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson, Deputy Chief Mark Ducats. We appreciate your time, and we will get this posted so that folks get to hear it as well and keep it in mind for us.
Thanks,
thank
Carrie.
You.
Thank you very much.
And that, again, is Northfield Police Chief Monty Nelson.